Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Ow, Alice at 97. Oops. It's time for you to do the news, apparently, Vinny.
I'm ready. You want me to go?
Yeah, let's do it.
Go.
What do you got? What's top? Top stories today.
How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts. You know that.
Fast facts. Terrell, I'm not wasting my stories now. So you're going to have to think of something else. Good morning, everyone.
What about Terrell Owens? I can't wait to find out.
That's to come.
Oh, okay.
What a tease.
Yeah, that was good.
T.O.
Wow. Ooh. Whoa.
You meet our boy Conrad this morning?
Conrad? No, I didn't meet anybody. There was no one in the garage.
What?
Conrad?
Yeah.
Conrad. You know what's funny is when I introduced myself, my name's Vinny.
Hi, Vin.
I'm Conrad.
I'm Conrad.
And I didn't say it because we just met and I didn't want to get off on the wrong foot with him. He's going to drive my car.
Yeah.
You know, that Mach-E is sweet.
Yeah. Did you have to show him how to do it?
No,
there's
I didn't.
Nothing special going
on there. You know
what?
I have to believe that as
a valet,
he's driven every car and would even be insulted if I was like, you know how to do your job, right?
Right.
He's a pro.
I'm sure he is. But what occurred to me is he's the guy. You know, when you type Vinny, it autocorrects to Connie.
Yes.
Or Bonnie.
Yes.
Huh.
Connie. Yeah.
Hey.
Connie. Conrad.
Conrad.
Yo, Connie.
So,
hey, Vinny.
I'm going to go Connie as soon as I get to know him well enough and see how it goes over.
At the time that we leave is Oscar. So were you still in your spot yesterday?
We should explain what's going on in this building.
But it isn't this building's garage. It's like the Ritz-Carlton's garage or something. I don't really know how it all works, but apparently the garage management just changed hands and there's only valet parking in there now.
Ooh, Ritz-Carlton garage.
I guess. So, it's very fancy.
Did they put a mint on your seat?
You know what's
when
crazy? They do. Oh,
they don't.
It just smells so fresh. So there's actually clearly some people store their cars here. Like there must be rich people who live in the city because there are a bunch of like kind of badass looking cars that have covers on them and are always in the same spots. And then there recently one of the Cybertrucks moved in. Ugh. They're just the ones
there's
I see all the time.
There's a whole thing going on down there. And I've seen one of the guys who actually, and this is what people do for a living, you know, tips, you do stuff.
Yeah.
One of the cars, this guy goes over there and cleans it.
Oh.
And
I've
he's one of the valets, but he's also
clearly
doing
a little more
for the person who
give that a wipe down.
That's great.
Yeah.
I told
Conrad.
As I said, I don't want to say Connie yet. I do want to say Connie.
Sure
I told Connie.
Quiet.
He's not listening.
Yeah, okay, good.
Maybe
I told
you don't know.
He
might be a super fan.
He should be now.
I told Connie, listen, Connie. I'm in and out today. I'm actually in and out every day.
Yeah.
So don't put me on a lift and don't park me, you know, deep because I'm going to be in and out. I'll be back out down here at 10. And
did
he was
you
like,
get the text from him yet? Have you given him your number?
He has my number.
So did you get the text yet? Because there's an automated request system. Like, we can request our cars to be brought out and be ready for us.
I didn't get
it's
the text.
It's very high-end rich people stuff. You know?
I didn't get the text.
Oh,
no.
Well, I've got, so I have one, so you'll be able to sign in through that. It's from some valet thing. And it did take a while, so hopefully you'll
get boy.
It. I know.
Well, whatever. Anyway,
we'll
adventures
it all
already.
I know.
At this hour of the morning.
Although I will say, I thought to myself, one thing I love about my little, I have the same car that I've had for however long it's been. I think it's a 2014 i3, tiny little thing. Really like good maneuverability, like in, you know, into tiny spaces and just like good turning radius.
But you now, tried to not have that car, but then
I
you
did try
do
to,
it.
And I couldn't get my Tesla in anywhere. And then I sold my Tesla just in time. And then I was thinking, now that someone else is going to park my car, maybe I could get whatever car I wanted. I could get one of those Mach-E's. I could get whatever. I love having an electric car.
While we're on the subject, Frontier Ford got a ton of new Mach-E's.
Is that so?
Like a ton of them. So ooh. I went by there the other day to say hi. We're friends now.
Yeah.
And
how cute would it be if you guys had matching cars?
I know.
Well, they're pretty great cars.
Well, every time I walk, like when we go down into the garage together, when we used to park next to each other in the garage, I don't know what's going to happen now. I'll probably never see this again. When Vinny gets near his car, everything lights up and the bottom shoots these horses, the Mustangs, out onto
Mustang
the
logo.
It's so awesome. I mean, I love horses. And every time I go to my car, there would be a horse next to it.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Yep. Gallops.
Yeah. That's all the name of the car is Gallops.
What are all the features? Well, it's got the horse thing. Sold.
Yeah. I'll take it. I'll take two. I need them for every car.
The logo on the ground.
Don't you want to take it for a test drive, man?
No. I don't need to. My friend Vinny told me it's great, so I'm good to go.
It is great.
Yeah.
So anyway, they have a lot if you're into it. And they definitely said, hey, if your partner, and I said, I'm not going to sell her on it, but if she wants one, I'll let you know.
Well, now it's way more of an option for me, I feel like, you know, if I'm just going to pull into the garage and not have to, if somebody else dings my car, then I won't feel so bad about it. I'll be like, oh, I didn't even do that, honey.
I don't think they will.
No, I don't think so
either. I think they know their stuff. Yeah. You know what? I used to drive cars off the lot, or not off the lot, but at the car wash I worked at. One of my many early jobs. I had a million of them. Mm-hmm. From like 12 to 16, I had a million jobs. And then I got a job at a surf shop and was done until college. Anyway, I used to jump in the car, and you know how they go through the car
the
wash, and then it spits it out, and you got to jump in and pull it off and park it. And then
somebody
guys
comes
come
and
in
vacuums
with towels.
It, sure.
That's I did that for a while. So you just learn to drive all the cars. And the only ones that are really a total B are the super like heavy clutches in like a Porsche or something like that,
right.
Where the clutch
really
is just
tightened and
Jesus, dude. You drive
sensitive.
Like this all day? Mm. I guess they get used to it.
I guess so.
I've gotten used to the one-footed e-car driving.
Yeah, one-foot driving.
And know how to like let it coast in.
It's actually a little bit of a challenge because I'm like, oh, I'm this far away. When will I let go? Right now? And I came to a complete stop in the exact perfect spot. Right on the line.
And this is in e-cars, which I'm fairly new to, but getting my lessons. That is how you recharge. It kind of recharges as
as it breaks itself, it is actually that all that energy is going to the battery.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that's what we're talking about. Yeah. Anyway.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up with you?
Not too much. We're doing a lot of work toward our gig next weekend. That's just working on stuff and working on harmonies.
Your set list.
So we're going to do 3 songs now. We've decided to do 3.
How many were you going to do?
2. We're just going to do a couple.
2 this is not enough.
No. You know what?
Give the people more.
It actually is. You know what's funny? Is like Pat, the guitar player, you've known Pat for years. He's one of my best friends and his wife is my ride or die. And our kids are exactly the same age. Like, these are people who are in our lives. Like, he might as well be my brother. So all he wants to do is play out. Like, he used to be in Wonder Bread 5. He's like a great guitarist, a really good singer. He just loves to just be crazy and be on stage and going nuts. And like, and playing with him live is super fun because he'll come right up to you and you're just, you know, you get a whole thing going on. It's super fun.
How do you think he got that hot wife?
Oh, yeah. I mean, have you seen pictures of him when he was, he's cute and everything now, whatever, but man, he had like the big hair, like super hot looking dude with kind of a scowl on his face, which isn't real. Like, never believe anything, any rock star that has a scowl on his face. Like, they're just as goofy and fun as everybody else. You're just like, trying to be cool, man. So all he cares about is playing out. That is all. And we're really close friends and we love to play together, but I only love playing at my house, where no one has a camera or a phone out, where everybody is just relaxed and it doesn't matter who's singing.
You say that all the time, but you always go out.
Because everybody else wants to go play shows.
So let them.
They're all over me. They're all over me. I mean, you wouldn't
like it a little bit.
We can all get you to do stuff when you don't want to. It's easy.
Once it's over, I am happy I did it. And even now, I know it'll be fine and it's only 3 songs. But would I ever like go, hey, can I play at your show? Or, hey, is this something we should do? Like, that would literally never happen. But those guys are, you know, when they say, oh, will you come and play at this? And I'm like, oh. And then everyone goes, And I'm like, great. Now I'm the jerk that's ruining all their fun. So anyway, we're doing this thing and I'm so happy about it. Like, that's just not a good way to sell the gig.
Yeah.
I don't want to be there. Sorry I'm late. I didn't want to come. It's next, not this Sunday, but next Father's Day. It's Father's Day. And it's a free show. It's all ages at the Sweetwater in Mill Valley. And we're opening the show and we're doing 3 songs at 6 p.m. We're taking the stage. If you're there at 6:15, you've missed us.
Will we hear John's new big hit?
Is it the Make It Not So song? You make it not fun. Right. No. Maybe he'll sing it.
Oh, he should do a solo.
Right. Yeah.
Absolutely.
But by then, we might have new... He's working on a Bob's Movie Club thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh!
Yeah.
Just throw my production off.
No, yours is great. No, I really feel like we can rotate through stuff.
We need something better.
But he had some... I was telling him to do the Chapel Roan thing, you know, Bob's Movie Club. I thought that'd be cute. He's like, okay, maybe. And then now he's doing something else. I'm like, all right, whatever you want to do.
Let him do it.
It'll be a surprise.
If we hate it, then we just won't use it.
It'll be great.
We won't hate it.
Yeah.
I've loved everything John's
made. I think I'm singing on it. He said to me yesterday, he goes, hey, this weekend, let's get that finished. I'm like, oh, I didn't realize I was a part of that equation, but all right. I did a mini interview with Bob for John because he said, oh, ask her about like what her favorite movies are. And so so Bob will also be on her intro piece.
This is the most complicated piece of production I think we've ever had.
I hope it comes out good. Because
what are some of your favorite movies?
Well, you'll find out. Don't tell him now. Don't tell him. Oh, I told you yesterday. I already blew the secret. Go ahead. Tell him everything.
Time travel movies.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Okay. Time travel.
What's the best time travel movie if you had to pick one? Like, you had one time travel movie to watch, what would it be?
Back to the Future.
Oh, okay.
I mentioned that one that I liked where it's old. It's really old.
79.
Yeah, like I saw it on TV,
I think. What's it again? I forget.
Well, it turns out it's called Time After Time. And then someone wrote in and said, that takes place in San Francisco. Okay.
We'll be watching it soon enough.
I haven't watched it in a million years. It may not hold up. I may watch it and go, how did I ever like this?
Again?
It's a time travel, but it's got Jack the Ripper angle to it.
He steals the time machine from H.G. Wells.
Oh, I remember you guys talking about this yesterday.
Ends up in modern day.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember it too, Vin. I mean, I remember thinking it was, I mean, it was an awesome movie, but of course that was.
I think neither of us have seen it.
I was six at the time.
Yeah. I remember. I've had a few things that I loved, then I watched it again and went, I don't love this.
Yeah.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow. That's too bad.
Right. You have it in your head that it's this thing you want to share with your kids and it's so funny and oh my God, you guys are going to love it. And then you put it on and go, all right, this sucks. We can walk away from it. It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine. Some things hold up, like The Princess Bride is still great. And actually, The Goonies is still pretty good. And
A good time travel movie is The Final Countdown that I've rewatched recently. And it's an old movie.
The Final Countdown.
It's where a whole carrier group from modern times time travels back to Pearl Harbor. And they have to make a decision whether they're going to just take down the Japanese all at once and just, you know, interfere with it.
What do they do?
Yeah.
Well,
I'm not going to tell you. You got to watch it.
That's the answer.
I haven't seen it.
It's good. It's a great
one. No, I mean, but what do they do?
Spoiler alert.
Spoilers.
Well, I'm not going to watch it.
What if you do?
There's a few interferences, let's say that. Let's just say there's a pretty cool scene when our F-14 and a Japanese Zero are kind of like, Japanese Zero's flying and all of a sudden this F-14 comes down and like...
Oh, yeah, it's that's a cool, super fun.
Yeah, and there's a whole bunch of books. And
World Wars, they're the best.
There was a bunch of books that had this same kind of theory that I sent to Sarah once. I think Henry Turtledove, and he also does like historical fiction where like in the middle of World War II, aliens attack. And like everybody's,
we don't have enough going on.
It's like yeah, and everybody's
like,
and
it's like, should we be fighting each other? Do we need to, you know? But like, he's a great author. He does a lot of that historical, you know, kind of sci-fi fiction stuff.
So, I love it.
Yeah.
All right. So shall we?
What?
Oh yeah. Look at that.
I don't
we're
know.
Late.
I just looked at
how'd
the clock.
That go by
well, we're not we're actually comparatively. We're right on time. KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Here's a song. See you in a sec.
What?
Wake up! Thank you with Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.